Well, good morning, everybody. It's great to be back with you. I appreciate the grace you've shown me being away for a number of weeks, but I am very happy to be home. It's great, and it's great to be back with my church family and to be able to share with you today. And if you're joining with us online, again, just want to say thank you for joining with us, and we're glad you're here. And if we haven't met before, my name is Chris Kendall. I'm one of the pastors here at Concord. So today, as Pastor Bud had said, we're beginning a new sermon series called Traveling Light. And the goal of the series is to do exactly that, right? It's to learn how we can travel lightly. And so I need to make a confession as we get started this morning. I am a chronic overpacker. It is not unusual for me. We come home from a vacation that half the clothes in my bag are still clean and unworn, and I'm merely one of three. And so same with Jan and same with Sophia. And so you can imagine when we pack, we're very free with our packing, you know. We rarely use, like I said, half the things we take. We read probably zero of the books that we pack, and usually we pack books or gadgets. All this is crammed into the back of the car, and we carry it with us wherever we go. And by the end of the trip, I always will say, Jan, you know, next time we're going to have to pack less. And she simply nods her head and is like, yeah, okay. But, you know, our Christian life is a lot like that. It's a lot like a road trip, because we all carry things with us. We travel with stuff. We travel this life with a lot of stuff. And some of it is necessary, right? There are some needed things that we need to have with us, but then there's a lot of things that aren't important and they're not needed. And the longer that we carry these things, the more that they weigh us down. The writer of the book of Hebrews tells us this in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. I mean, isn't that a wonderfully inviting passage of Scripture? To run and not to be held down or slowed down. And this offer isn't a suggestion. Right, it's the very invitation of the gospel. In Matthew chapter 11, which we've already heard, Jesus says this, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. You know, as followers of Jesus, we're called to travel light by unpacking the baggage of sin and worry and misplaced priorities so that we can live freely and steward faithfully. And so I think if we're honest with ourselves this morning, most of us are carrying extra luggage. And some of it is inherited, right? We've picked some of it up along the way of life. Some of it we cling to out of habit or fear. The baggage in our spiritual backpacks usually comes in three forms. The first one is the baggage of sin. Right, this is the entanglement that Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 speaks about. This could be pride or resentment, dishonesty, addiction, unforgiveness. And John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, taught that sin not only separates us from God, it clutters our lives, it blocks love, and it weighs down our souls. That we can't follow Christ freely if our hearts are all tangled up in unforgiveness or bitterness. So we need to shed that weight. Secondly, the second baggage is the baggage of worry. And Jesus says this to us in Matthew chapter 6. So don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? Yet how much time do we spend fretting about these things? I know it's one of Jan's favorite questions. What are we eating for dinner tonight? I mean, she loves that question. And if you can tell, there's a lot of sarcasm in that. She hates it. Because I'm not withering away, you know. We think, what if I don't have enough? What if I lose all that I have worked so hard for? You know, all worry does is fill our backpacks with stones of fear. Jesus continued in Matthew chapter 6, and he says, look at the birds. Look at the lilies. Your heavenly Father already knows all of your needs. So we need to learn to unpack that, the baggage of worry. And I think the last piece of luggage that we need to shed or unpack is the baggage of possessions. You know, our culture, our world today tells us that life consists of stacking up more money, more clothes, more toys, more gadgets, more insurance, more security. And the irony of it all is that the more we accumulate, the heavier our packs. It's like the man who Jesus describes in Luke chapter 16. This man had a fertile farm and it produced a wealth of crops. And he says to himself, oh man, I have so much. I need to build bigger barns. I need to rent out storage facilities for all that I own. And then he dies. And so Luke chapter 16, verses 20 and 21 say this. God said to him, you fool, you will die this very night, and who will get everything that you've worked for? Yes, a person is a fool to store up earthly wealth, but not have a rich relationship with God. You know, Wesley often warned of this trap. He preached that riches easily become weights that can drown the soul if not surrendered to God's purposes. And it's right in the midst of all of this weariness, all of this carrying this burden, that Jesus speaks, come to me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Notice Jesus didn't say, come to me once you've got life all sorted out. He doesn't say, come to me after you've lightened your load on your own. He simply says, come to me. Right, bring the baggage to him and lay it down at his feet. You know, in every road trip or in every moment of our lives, someone has to carry the baggage. And Jesus doesn't pretend that we own baggage, right? He simply says, let me carry it. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And John Wesley believed that holiness required both personal and social transformation. In his sermon, The Use of Money, Wesley famously said, give all you can, save all you can, give all you can. And the point of Wesley's advice wasn't simply moral bookkeeping. It was about avoiding unnecessary entanglements so that we might live free and give generously. Wesley saw that the love of money and possessions can quickly enslave us. It entangles our affections, and before long, we're not traveling light. We're shackled to barns and bank accounts and belongings. To live holy means to live with simplicity. using resources for God's purposes instead of our own indulgences. And traveling light, in Wesley's view, would mean freedom over accumulation, generosity over fear, and simplicity over clutter. And this brings us to stewardship. Right? Too often when churches talk about stewardship, people think that the conversation is limited to money. But at its heart, stewardship is about how we manage all of what God has entrusted us with. How do we manage our time, our gifts, our energy, our relationship, as well as our financial resources? And I think traveling light actually enables us, actually frees us to be better stewards. Because when we're not chained to excessive debt or wasted time or unhealthy habits or cluttered attachments, we become available. And that means we can be more generous, more joyful, more open to God's mission. Now imagine traveling through life with a backpack so stuffed that you can barely lift it. There's no room for the new things that God wants to give to you. But if you travel light, if you unpack sin and worry and possessions, then you can carry the tools of blessing: love and compassion, service and generosity. And so how do we go about doing this? How do we go about unburdening ourselves of this luggage, this burden that we carry? I think some practical practices this morning might be these. The first one would be confession and repentance. You know, unpacking sin means naming it before God. Right? When we become aware of things in our lives that don't match up with the holiness of God, we need to lay it there at the altar. We need to call it what it is. It's sin, and we need to lay it at the altar. And Wesley organized small groups precisely so that the early Methodists could name sin, pray for one another, and be freed from entanglements. You know, what sins, church, are weighing upon you this morning? Now, hear the invitation this morning. Don't carry them another mile. Christ wants to carry them for you. So after confession and repentance, I think we need trust and prayer. You know, unpacking worry means surrendering control. Replace anxious thoughts with prayer. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." I mean, this is how we hand over those heavy stones of worry. And lastly, I would suggest simplicity and generosity. Unpacking possessions means asking the question, am I managing my stuff and money, or is my money and stuff managing me? You know, Wesley recommended examining every expense. Is this purchase necessary? Does it glorify God, or does it weigh me down? Practicing generosity lightens our load, because money used for God's kingdom blesses others and it blesses us. You know, last year as I was getting ready to do the hike through the Grand Canyon, a phrase that was said, if not once, 100 times, ounces equal pounds and pounds equal pain. And the thought behind the phrase was that all these little things that we carry, all these things that we think we need, they will all add up. And do I really need that poncho that I'm carrying? It was 110 degrees. I wasn't going to get any wetter down in the canyon. 90% of the food I carried, right? Because I'm always worried about withering away. I carried 5 pounds of food with me in the Grand Canyon. I packed out 4.5 pounds of food from the Grand Canyon. And I could go on and on with all the crazy stuff that I carried. And if I'm honest, I think it was fear that caused me to carry far more than I actually needed. What if? What if I don't have all that I need? I mean, isn't that the reason why we carry more than we actually need in life? We think, what if I lose it? What if I don't have enough? What if someone else gets ahead? And thinking like that causes our backpacks to overflow, but with fear, not with freedom. The invitation of the gospel is that we don't have to keep dragging our sin around. We don't have to be burdened by worry, and we don't have to be shackled by possessions. Jesus invites us today, come to me. Come to me, all of you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. This week, I would invite you to do a spiritual inventory. Ask yourself, what weight am I carrying around that Jesus wants me to release? What possession am I holding on to tightly? I'm not quite sure how to say that. Whatever you're gripping on, ask God what that is. What worries am I gripping that I could entrust to God? And then take one practical step to unpack it. Confess a sin. Declutter your home and give to someone in need. Write down your worries and give them to God. Remember, traveling light isn't about ignoring responsibilities. It is about carrying only what Jesus asks us to, and then letting him carry the rest. And so let's walk the journey together. Lighter, less encumbered, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Let us pray together. Lord, we confess the weights that we carry and the sins that entangle, the worries that consume and the possessions we cling to. And we lay them before you today, dear God. And we ask that you would help us to lighten our load. Give us the courage to trust and the grace to surrender and the joy to live simply and generously. Teach us by your Spirit how to steward all of what we have been given. And not for our glory, but for yours, dear God. Jesus, we pray this in your name. Amen.